From NPR News in Washington, I'm Paul Brown. The official opening ceremonies for the Summer Olympics are to start just over an hour from now in Beijing. President Bush is there. At the opening of a new U.S. embassy in Beijing today, he urged China to allow more freedom of expression. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has more.
President Bush, along with his parents and former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger, were on hand for the opening of the new $434 million embassy, the U.S.'s second biggest after Baghdad. While praising China's historical and modern achievements, he also alluded to human rights.
We strongly believe societies which allow the free expression of ideas tend to be the most prosperous and the most peaceful.
The president made similar statements yesterday, and China warned the U.S. against meddling in its internal affairs. President Bush joined other leaders here for the games at a luncheon hosted by China's president. He also plans to attend church here on Sunday morning and later watch the U.S.-China basketball game. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
Osama bin Laden's former driver may or may not be released from prison in 5 months. Salam Hamdan was sentenced yesterday after being convicted of aiding terrorism by a military court at Guantanamo. But the Pentagon will have the final say on Hamdan's freedom, depending on whether it sees him as a continuing threat. Ben Wisner of the American Civil Liberties Union said that exposes what he characterized as the fraudulent nature of the trial.
This is a demonstration of what a sham this entire process has been, that neither the judge nor the prosecution can guarantee that Mr. Hamdan will be released at the completion of his prison sentence.
The White House disputes charges of injustice and says Hamdan received a fair trial. There's heavy fighting in the former Soviet Republic of Georgia between government troops and Russian-backed separatists. Reports from both sides say at least 25 people have been killed. NATO and European Union officials are calling for an immediate halt to the fighting and for direct talks between the Georgian government and separatists. Lawrence Sheets reports from the Georgian capital, Tbilisi.
The fighting between Georgia and the South Ossetian separatists is the worst in 15 years. Georgia says it has retaken more than a half dozen separatist-held villages. Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili said Georgian troops were now fighting inside the separatist capital of Tskhinvali. He announced a full mobilization of the Georgian military and reserve units. Witnesses say Georgian warplanes have bombed separatist positions on a strategic height overlooking Tskhinvali. Russia, which backs the separatists, has threatened to retaliate against Georgia. The United Nations Security Council held an emergency session overnight, but failed to agree on any action to end the crisis. For NPR News, I'm Lawrence Sheets in Tbilisi, Georgia.
Today, the Georgian government said it's preparing a way for civilians to evacuate the capital of South Ossetia. Wall Street stock futures are mixed this morning. This is NPR News. Federal investigators have begun probing the cause of this week's helicopter crash in Northern California that killed 9 people, including 7 firefighters. NPR's Richard Gonzalez reports.
The Sikorsky S-61N crashed Tuesday evening just after takeoff. It had already picked up and transported 2 crews of tired firefighters and was trying to lift off with a 3rd crew when it went down. 2 survivors emerged from the wreckage in flames. A 3rd walked out with less serious burns and went back to drag out a 4th survivor. The investigation is hampered by the remote location of the crash. Trinity County Sheriff Lork Craig says the crash site is an 8-hour hike from the nearest road. Investigators from the National Transportation Safety Board hope to recover the chopper's voice data box, but given the intense heat of the wreckage, they can't guarantee its condition. Richard Gonzalez, NPR News, Redding, California.
Defense Secretary Robert Gates wants to see a larger Afghan army. He's backing a proposal from Afghanistan's government to boost its army by more than 50,000 troops to about 122,000. That would take money from the U.S. and others, and Gates is reported to be endorsing a 5-year, $20 billion plan financed by the U.S. and its allies. The U.S. wants to improve Afghanistan's ability to counter Taliban insurgent activity in the south. The New York Times reports Gates also wants to restructure the command of NATO and U.S. forces in Afghanistan, giving more control to U.S. Army General David McKiernan. Oil prices fell under $120 per barrel in Asian trading today, partly on a strengthening dollar and concerns about the world economy. This is NPR News.